Perek HaKoel Shoichtin is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Eitan Ben Yisrael Zorach Zichroina Levrocha by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Kraus. May the Torah study learned in this shiur be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Dav Zayin, we have in our sugya the discussion of the chamor of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah that Doris HaRishonim are not like Doris HaAchronim. Doris HaRishonim im Anu kimalochim, im harishonim kimalochim anu kibnei adam, im anu kibnei adam, im harishonim kibnei adam anu kichamayim. The Gemara asks, "Have a like kichamayim shel Pinchas ben Yair, elik kichamayim shel Bilam." The symbol of nobility and heightened spiritual capacity in the olam ha chumri, in the world of the animal world, is the chamor of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Let's discuss a little bit if Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's chamor represents something, and you see the other gemara, the kotzer la kotzer, is the chamor of Bilam HaRosha. We'll have to discuss that also. Chamor of Bilam HaRosha seems to be a pretty noble fellow also, that he had chal on him, the koich to speak. The gemara says over here at Zayin Amud Beis, that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair said on his chamor, if this aniyo, this pauper has to go, has to eat. The Gemara is talking about the Chamor of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair not being nichshol b'machol sasuris, not eating tevel. And the Gemara says that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair referred to his Chamor as aniyo. Says in the Sefer Ben Yehoyada from the Ben Ishchai that the reason why he called him aniyo, a pauper, Chamor is a pauper, Chamor is a Chamor. If you see somebody who whose last name is Rothschild, his last name is Trump, and he can't pay his mortgage at the end of the month, you could call him a pauper. A chamor that doesn't drive a Lexus is not a pauper. Chamorim are not supposed to drive a Lexus. They're supposed to be plodding down a dirt road and eating food from the ground. Why is he a pauper? Says the Ben Yehoyada that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair knew that from his chamor's behavior that the chamor that was given to him was a gift, that it had an exalted neshama. Ben Yehoyada brings from the Kubalim that the Chamor of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair was a gilgul of the neshama of Yishmael. Yishmael! Yishmael, the son of Avram Avinu. What does Yishmael, the son of Avram Avinu, have to do with Chamorim? Besides for the fact that if you see the children, the grandchildren, distinguished Yoytzei Chalotz of Yishmael on the back roads near Shechem or on Har HaZeisim, they're usually riding Chamorim. Besides for that, Yishmael has a very intense connection with the definition of Chamor. The Pasuk says, when Avram Avinu went with Yitzchak to the Akedah, it says that Avram said to who sees, the Medrash explains in the Pasuk, is Meramazan, and who sees a cloud? Only Yitzchak saw. Avram Avinu turned to Yishmael Na'orov, Yishmael and Eliezer, and said, Shvulachem poi im hachamor. Torah doesn't have to say Shvulachem poi im hachamor, Shvulachem poi. What's im hachamor? The Gemara dash and says, am hadoim lechamor. The Gemara learns out from that an eved doim lechamor doesn't have yichus, but the Torah is referring also to Yishmael. What we see over here is, and the going in the Maral HaMayrich on the description of Yishmael as a chamor. Chamor represents chumrius. Chamor represents pure physicality. That's what the word chamor is. Maral explains this, that Mashiach is referred to, the Mashiach will be an oni haroichiv al hachamor. He'll be a pauper, will not have any status of his own, no social or economic status of his own. Roichiv al hachamor, in control of the chumrius of the world. The status of Mashiach will be that he will control the physicality of this world, he'll tame it, he'll control it, he'll put a saddle on it, so to speak, and he'll make that chumrius, that physicality, into a kli to serve the Rabban Shalom. Yishmael, who's called Amad Doim Lechamor, is referred to as a Chamor because Yishmael represents pure physicality. Which doesn't mean that Yishmael did not have spiritual properties. Yishmael was the son of Avram. Explains Yisham Shofal here. Yishmael, on the one hand, was the son of Avram. He was also a son of Hagar. Yitzchak was born from the union of Sarah with Avram. So besides for, we discussed this concept in the previous year, besides for the emunah, the pure, clear Yichud HaBayri that he received, Hashkafis that he received from Avram Avinu, Yitzchak was blessed by nature with the Kedushas HaGuf, that comes from Emois. The status of Yiddish children is true today also. Kedushas HaGuf of Yiddish Kinder, of Jewish children growing up in a Jewish home, comes from the environment and from the physical presence of their mother. Hashkafis, a clear view of Torah and what's important in this world, comes from seeing a father live those ideals. There's an Av, there's a Chelik Ha'em. Says Rav Hirsch that Yishmael had a problem. He had the clear-minded Emun of Avram Avinu. He doesn't have a world of Kedushas HaGuf to place it into. He doesn't have the receptacle, which is why the only Emunah that the Arabs know is to blow themselves up for their religion, because they can't live in a physical world and be Mekadesh Hashem. They don't have that capacity. The only thing they can do is live in their emunah, but what they'll have to do is they'll have to express that emunah by blowing themselves up, because they can't live with it in the physical world. This Reb Shamshon Val Hirsch explains 150 years ago, before Rachman's son Arab suicide bombers. Where could have, or where should have, or where would have Yishmael ben Zaycha to receive some modicum, some measure of Kedushas HaGuf if he would have been in the house of Yitzchak, there faithfully serving Yitzchak? The same way Hagar was banished from Sarah's presence, not because Sarah couldn't deal with somebody who didn't show the proper respect. Sarah Imenu was bigger in Nevuah than Avram Avinu, but Sarah Imenu understood that the only way for Hagar's children, for Hagar herself, to achieve greatness would only be if she was mevatel herself, if she'd be Mishoris, if she'd be mevatel her existence to the existence of Sarah. But Rega, that she became somewhat, she felt herself an equal with Sarah, she had no way to be yoinik, no way to be influenced by Kedushas HaGuf, the sphere of influence of Sarah Imenu, she was left only with Amunah. And that's why the place where she saw the Malach, she saw a Malach, Hagar. She was a great woman. She was a woman of great spiritual perception. She saw a Malach, and the place that she saw the Malach was called Be'er Lachai Roi. The place where one could see Hashem, Ponim El Ponim. But that's where it stops. It stops by a vision, by perception. The Arabs have a tremendous level of Amunah, but they don't have where to put it. They don't have the receptacle of Kedush Saguf, which is why they can't do mitzvahs. An Arab, the meaning by the Arabs, and that's where it comes from their grandfather Yishmael, is that Mila is by the age of 13. Our Mila is as soon as a Jewish body is formed, we impress on a Jewish body Kedushas HaGuf. Chosam boy ois bris kodesh. Arabs don't have that. When they reach manhood, it's a sign of manhood to undergo an ordeal, to give oneself over by fire, by the sword, to Kiddush Hashem. It's an expression of Amunah. It's not an expression of living al Kiddush Hashem. It's an expression of bleeding al Kiddush Hashem, dying al Kiddush Hashem. They don't have the musik of living a life of Kiddushas HaGuf. And by the way, when Esav had his plan for control foiled by Rivka Imenu, the propagator in Yaakov, in the Shiftei Kah of Shiftei of Kiddushas HaGuf, Esav also didn't have that. Esav, when he was foiled to get the brachas from Yitzchak, Esav also had a spiritual perception. He went and it says in the Pesukim and the Pashas told us, he went and he was mizdavik with Yishmael. And the Svarim, the Goyin is Mayrach on this in several places, the zivug of Esav and Yishmael produced Amalek. Why? Yishmael, like we said, has no Kedushas HaGuf, he has no outer, Yishmael is a wild man. He has no semblance of dignity and nobility in the realm of physicality. All he has is an emunah. He has a mental clarity of serving God. Yishmael with Esav is a perfect fit, or a lethal fit, whatever you want to call it, because Esav had no perception whatsoever of Elam Abba. Esav was willing to sell for a pot of beans, was willing to sell Elam Abba. Esav had no emunah, he had no clarity, he had no perception of it. What did he have? He went through the motions. He had the same goof as Yaakov. They were similar. He wore begodim. He served in a physical way. He served his father. But he didn't live, he didn't experience in a mental way the status of a Yitzchak, the world of Yitzchak, the hashkafas oilam of Yitzchak. Smemela, Esav and Yishmael are a perfect fit because they brought together their two Koiches HaTumah. They thought that they were putting together their two Koiches HaKedusha, but really they were putting together both Koiches HaTumah. It's the Svarim referred to the Zivug of Esav and Yishmael as the Chamor of Tumah and the Shor of Tumah being Mizdavik. In any case, the Chamor of Yishmael was Nizgalgal to the Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yoyar. Here the Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yoyar, by serving the Tzaddik, had a chance to subjugate himself and to somewhat mitigate the klipas atum, the klipas achamor, which was present in the mitzvahs of Yishmael. Let's go a step further. The Gemara says by us that Rapinchas ben Yoyer was going on a mitzvah. The Gemara says that the water was standing in front of the harayarden, he went across, he split it back, he made Kriyas Yamsuf without an announcement, without a shiro, without a whole parsha. A Gemara, without a Gemara chum, he wouldn't have known about it. What happened to the great publicity that was given the event of Kriyas Hamayim, when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden, when Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael across the Nilus? Why over here is it seems almost for Pinchas Ben Yoyar split once, twice, three times, no problem, split for everybody. It seems like splitting the river is not a big deal. Explains the Leshem, the grandfather, the great Makubal, the Leshem, the grandfather of Rebbe Yosef, B'shem the Hecholis, B'shem the Zoya HaKodesh, that there was a shift in the spiritual dynamic of the way the Rebbein Shem runs the world at a certain point. There's what's called the Anhoga of Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon is what we call Teresh Shemichzav. The Luchas were present. There was Nevuah. Nevuah is the world of Teresh Shemichzav. Teresh Shemichzav is a world where there's Teva and there's a possibility of Nes that could break out of Teva. And that event of a Nes breaking Teva is a great event. All the Nisim that happened to Elisha Hanovi, to Eliyahu Hanovi, to the other Nevi'im, to Moshe v'Yeshua are all recorded for posterity because there were changes in the world, in the world makeup, in the Bria itself, in the Mahalach of the Bria, there were changes, and those changes created a spiritual dynamic that wasn't there before. That was a Chiddush. Mamela, all the Nisim are Chiddushim. Teresh Shebal Peh explains the Leshem. Teresh Shebal Peh is a koyach that Chachmei Yisrael have dominion over the Bria. That means that as far as the upper worlds, as far as Shemayim is concerned, nothing changed when there was a Nes. But the Chachmei HaTorah, Teresh Shebal Peh means the rule of Chachmei HaTorah. It means the dominion of Chachmei HaTorah. The Gemara says, Leva Shemayim, a Baskol could come out, the Gemara says, all the Nisim can happen, does not change Chach Misol, the halacha is Chach Mekach, that's the halacha. Says the Leshem, that in the world of Teresh Baal Peh, the world of the second base of Migdash, Nisim were more commonplace, because they don't have to be connected with the upper world. There's a dominion of Chach Misol in this lower world, that doesn't necessarily have to impact the blueprint of the Bria, the way the Nisim of the first 2,500 years, 3,500 years of the Bria. There's the world of Teresh Mechzav, where the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world of Rotzna Boiri, the Dvar Hashem, comes into this world through the office of a Novi. If there's a change in Teva, that means there's a change in the whole makeup of their Lomos. In the world of Teresh Mapeh, the world of Chachmei HaTorah, which was the second base of Mikdash, there was no Aron. There's a Messiah of Teresh Baal Peh. This is a theme that's an Arichus. But the Leshem explains that in the second Beis HaMikdash, Nisim, ironically, were more commonplace because the Nisim were a whole different product. It was a product of control of Chachmei Teresh Baal Peh. It's ironic. The dominion of Chachmei Teresh Baal Peh of the world of the second base of Midrash was a diminished world. It was a world without the Dvar Hashem, a world without Nevuah, a world without a direct connection to the upper world. On the other hand, a control of the Hanhoga of Teva and Shaloi B'derech HaTeva was easier because it's beyond the Chacham of this world. It doesn't have to go through the channels of the upper world. That's the way he explains it. We might add that that's why it's Mavur in the Gemara, that this Hanhoga expresses, of where do we see this Hanhoga? In the Gemara of Pinchas Ben Yoyar. That's the Gemara the Leshem explains. Who's Pinchas Ben Yoyar? The Gemara says that Pinchas Ben Yoyar had accepted for himself the midah of never being nene from the suda of somebody else. Miyem shomer al daitoy. He was not nene. Rebbe longed in vain to have Rebbe Pinchas ben Yoyer eat a meal by him, but lemaisa didn't come out. We'll explain that. Rebbe Pinchas ben Yoyer, this midah of fierce independence, of not being yoynik from the hashpo, from the shefa of others, we might see that as a mirror for the idea that we're expressing. The idea of a Novi is that he's a kli. The Novi is a vehicle, is a mouthpiece for the shefa, the hisgalus of the Dvar Hashem from above. A tzaddik who receives a message from above, Ruach HaKodesh from above, transmits that he's not more than just a kli kibul. Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer was the, you see in the Gemara, in the Mahaloch of the Gemara, you see that he is the ultimate chochem of Torah Shebaal Peh, in the sense of independence, of having complete dominion in this world. Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer only ate from his own nechosim. That means Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, in his spiritual life, his physical life mirrored his spiritual life, his spiritual midah, his midah ruchni, emamele, his physical holoch yelich of daily life, was total independence. That total independence is what we're saying of the chachmei Torah in olam hazeh existing somewhat independently from the Dvar Hashem, to the point where the Gemara says that if the bas kol rang out, the Heligatana of Yeshua said, Loi b'shamayim hi. We don't accept heirois from above. Why is that? Because the Rebbeinu Shem gave us independence to form our own path, to form our own derech in Havonas HaTorah. What we might add is that the reason why Rebbe longed to invite Rebbe Pinchas ben Yoyer for a meal is that Rebbe has a shaychis to the midah of Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara says that by Yaakov Avinu, Rashi brings in Chumash, the Yaakov Avinu was the Nevuah was said before Yaakov Avinu was born together with Esav. Yaakov Avinu and Esav were Zed Le'uma Zed. There were two sides. When this one is come, this one is Neifel. When is going to be a point where Rav Yavoy Tzor, where the bigger son Esav is going to serve Yaakov? Rashi says b'shem Chazal that was niskayim b'Rebbe v'Antoninus. Rebbe was a kiyum Antoninus, the Caesar. Antonius was mishamish Rebbe like a Talmud, a dedicated Talmud to a Rav. That means that the creation, the completion of the mitzius of Torah, of the Rebbeinu Shem's presence in this world, going all the way back to Yaakov and Esav, found its reality, at least till Mashiach comes, in the person of Rebbe. Which would explain to us that Rebbe is not related to the, it's ironic, Rebbe is the final word of Mishnayis. But in a sense, the reason why Rebbe was able to be the final word in Teresh Shabbat Pes, because Rebbe has shaykhis to a higher world, a world of Hashpah Malamala, a world where one lives from the reality of above. Not only a world where the Chachmei Yisrael exist for themselves, exist in a dominion of their own, but a world where Chachmei HaTorah get their Hashpa Milamalo, and that's why Rebbe came from the world, the Shlemus of Yaakov Avinu. So maybe that's why Rebbe longed to have Rebbe Pinchas ben Yoyer for a meal in order to be Mashlim this midah. Rebbe Pinchas ben Yoyer was the son-in-law of Rebbe Shimba Yakoi, the ultimate Chochum of Torah Shebaal Peh, the ultimate Omo V'yageh B'Torah that was Zoyche to bring all the Koiches HaRuchnis into this world, not just to learn Torah from the world above, but to be massing all of Torah on one's own in Olam Hazeh. It could very well be that that's why there was a kesher between Rebbe Pinchas ben Yoyer and Rebbe Shimon bar Yochai. But Rebbe wanted to connect with Rebbe Pinchas ben Yoyer on that level in order to be mashlim all those midas. We see in Rebbe, the Gemara says in Ksubis, that Rebbe, for many years after his death, came back Friday night to make kiddush for his family. Friday night he made kiddush for his family. We don't find by all the Tanoim that they came back to make kiddush. Why dafka this? I heard from Ramesh Shapira Zatzal a few times that the Kiddush is the point of connection between the Olam HaRuchni and the Olam HaGashmi. Shabbos is the world of Neshamos. The 6 days of the week are the world of Omo V'Yagiyos, the world of Olam HaZeh, the world of toil. The Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. Rebbe, who was the redactor of the Mishnah, he hovers between the world of Neshamos and the world of Guf. So his midah was that he existed in physical, spiritual, together with one mitzvah by him, in that world of Kiddush Friday night. That point, that's where he found expression, even after his p'tir. So maybe that's some of the depth behind the Pratim in our Gemara. There's a famous kasha that the everybody asked, they want to know why the Gemalim of Avram, it says when Avram Avinu's camels went, so it says they were muzzled by Eliezer, the camels were muzzled in order not to eat from fields. Why wouldn't we say that Avram Avinu's Gemalim would be on this, at least on the same Madrega of the Chamor of Pinchas Beyo? The way we said, maybe the Kasha is not so shver. It wasn't that every behemoth that's owned by a tzaddik is on that Madrega. Over here, the Chamor of Pinchas Beyo had a special role. He was the Chamor to be misagin, some type of, to mitigate some type of klip of Chamor of Yishmol. So maybe the Kasha wouldn't be shver. Lemaisa, the Medrash does ask the question. And there's a l'chora poshta teretz, a more yeshivisha teretz, that the medrash should give, the medrash doesn't give. The simple teretz to the kasha would be that the isser that Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah's chamor didn't eat from was tevel. Tevel's machol sasuris. Gezel is not a maichol that's also, it's not physically something wrong, just that it belongs to somebody else. If I allow somebody to eat from my field, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing physically wrong with the produce of my field. It's just Yen is being mazik me if he eats from it. So it could be that the chamor was nizar from the physicality, which was not lerotz nabayri, but to do a maisa avera of gezel. What does the chamor have to do with doing maisa gezel or not? L'choira. You see that chilik would not be true legabe the behema of a tzaddik. Interestingly, the Gemara says by us also that tzaddikim, ena kodesh bochum made a takol al yodom, and some of the mufashim point out that this is only when could a tzaddik not be nichshol b'shoigeg. The idea that a tzaddik won't be nichshol is only legabi machol sasus genai huloi. But not by other averis. So l'choy, you could say the same by behemis. The teretz is poshut. By a tzaddik, if he does something b'shoigeg, so there's no ma'aseh averu because b'shoigeg, but he still ate. He soiled himself by partaking of something which is tome, which is metame, which is poigim, which is metamtem. So now we say that ain't tzaddik nichshol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol yod. Behema doesn't have kedusha zaguf. So behema anyways, what he's going to eat is not going to affect him negatively. So behema, this is a separate idea that a behema won't eat from something. There's no difference between gezel and between machol sasurois legabe that. Lamaisa, the Mefarshim and the Medrash say, similar to what we said, that this behema of Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah was something special. The behema of Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah was there to be mashlim, the chocham of Torah Shebaal Peh, that existed in the person of Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah. The behema over here was here to be mevatel himself, similar to what we said in the idea of Sora and Hogar. So in that sense, that's how he was mashlim, metakin somewhat, the pegam of Yishmael. He was mevatel himself to Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah, that he's an outgrowth, he's an expression of Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah. The regular camel, the regular horse, Lexus, that's driving the tzaddik around, doesn't become a tzaddik. It happens to be, this is the horse that the tzaddik is riding on. He's not going to be nichshol machol sasuris, that it doesn't say. That's what the Mefarshim and Medrash answer on this question. Getting back, all this is only the chamor of Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah, where this chamor clearly was brought into the world on a shlichus to serve Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah. The chamor of Bilam was also a pretty notable fellow, and the fact that his koyach adibur was created, the Mishnah Novah says, the asarim dvarim shenivra bein hashmoshois. Vayiftach Hashem is piyos, and he also saw a malach. But the Medrash says, Rashi alludes to it, is that Bilam used his chamor in the pursuit of his own chumrius. He was bo'al chamoiroi. That means that the chamor wasn't here to serve the tzaddik. Adarav, it wasn't here to serve Bilam. Bilam used the chamor in pursuit of his own chumis. It wasn't here, the chamor wasn't there to serve in the pursuit of goodness, in the pursuit of ruchnis. So the chamor was given kelim ruchnim, he was given the koyach adibur, but it had nothing to do with the person who was riding him. So well, the chamor of Bilam, what we say is, loike chamor, shall Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah, that became an extension, so to speak, the physicality of the tzaddik being subservient to the chocham of Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah, becoming part, extension, and an expression of Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah. Elike chamor yishol Bilam, that became not more than just an extension of the chumrius of Bilam. The fact that he had a koyach adibur was only there in order to highlight Bilam's total wallowing in the world of physicality. Bilam, Like we said in the beginning of this year, Lagabi Yishmael had a very sharp spiritual perception. He was only, in perception, he was only one madrega lower than Moshe Rabbeinu. But in physicality, he was a Baltaiva Shein Kedugmosoi. He was not more than a Shtik Chumrius. The Maral says that's why he was Baal Chamari. Because he was not more than an expression of that Chumrius itself. The reason, of course, why this Pia Chamor and the other things that I mentioned in the Mishnah and Ovis were created Bein Hashmoshes explains the Maral over there in Ovis, that there's the world of 6 days, the world of Gashmis, the world of pure physicality, is the world of Shabbos. The things that were created between those two times are things that are physical expressions of spirituality. The Chamor of Bilam was nothing more than just an expression of the physicality of Bilam. The spirituality is spirituality in a physical world or physicality in a spiritual world. It's the combination of those two that was created in the Bein Hashmoshes. But the Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yoyer was Zoiche, to reach a Madrega of being an expression, even in physical form, a outgrowth, an expression of the Ruchniistic capacity of his master of Pinchas Ben Yoyer.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.